When Britain ruled India, there were so many cobras in the city of Delhi that the government offered a bounty for every dead cobra that was turned in. It didn't take long for enterprising individuals to figure out that farming cobras was easier than catching cobras. City officials wondered why the amount of snakes being turned in never subsided and figured out what was going on when they abruptly halted the cobra payment scheme. Cobra breeders turned their snakes loose in the city, meaning that the net result of the plan was that numbers of the deadly snakes increased rather than decreased. So the phrase, the cobra effect, refers to unintended consequences, how good ideas can end up with negative outcomes. I'll tell you where that happens in matters of faith. People want to go to heaven. That's appropriate. And they determine that they need to be good to go to heaven. Their behavior needs to meet a certain standard before they go to heaven. So the logically illogical thing you do is work on your behavior because, of course, you want to be a good Christian. But what's the outcome? Always, always, always frustration. And that's because no man or woman can change themselves, even though again and again people try to do it. The prophet wrote in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. You just can't change your own heart. It's imperative we understand that we receive salvation as a gift from Jesus and then He changes the heart. And it can take a while to get over some deeply ingrained issues. We both know that. Don't experience the cobra effect in your faith. You want to be saved? Accept salvation from Jesus. You want to change? Surrender to Him and allow Him to do that work in your life. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.